Why is it that we as human beings often behave in ways that we don't really want to? I mean, how often have you said or done something only to cringe at the thought of it afterwards? The truth is that your behavior is mostly driven by your unconscious mind, especially behaviors that is hard to explain from an intellectual point of view. Procrastination is knowing what to do, having the ability and desire to do it, but still you don't do it. Although there are many apparent causes for procrastination, the root cause for this illogical behavior resides in your unconscious mind. Your conscious mind is very limited in its ability to deal with life. That over which you have conscious control is mostly limited to one thing at a time. This is why using your willpower to create any real change rarely works long term. What you need to do is to change your automatic behavior, which resides in your unconscious mind, that part of you that controls all the vital function of your mind and body. You can try and overcome procrastination by using willpower, but it will usually be a short-term change. The cause for procrastination is not your conscious actions, but your unconscious associations that is to a large extent responsible for your behavior. Your nervous system is designed to preserve you, and when fear presents itself, your nervous system, through the working of your subconscious, will kick in to protect you. The ironic thing is that we train ourselves unconsciously to fear certain things by making false associations about those meanings. Nothing in life has any meaning but the meaning you give it. You literally create neurological links to experiences that get stored in your nervous system so that you can act quickly and accordingly next time. Whenever something happens to you, you assign a meaning to it by the way you communicate the experience to yourself. Unconsciously, you are always trying to establish meaning, and at a very basic level, you are trying to establish whether something means pain or pleasure. This meaning then gets stored in your unconscious mind that will help you act or react appropriately in the future. The challenge is that when associations are reinforced, you build up beliefs that will greatly influence your behavior and is often the cause of procrastination. Although procrastination makes no sense intellectually, it actually reveals a lot about your unconscious and your self-imposed limitations and abilities. The major cause for procrastination is fear, and more specifically your fear that taking action will lead to pain or a painful experience of some kind. At some level, your unconscious mind combines and searches its files to come up with a link that associates the action to a painful experience. This can range from something which is mildly uncomfortable to something physically painful. Although you consciously want to do something, your unconscious will prevent you as it associates pain to the action. As human beings, we automatically reach for comfort and will almost automatically reach for whatever feels comfortable in the moment. This is why you often